Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a podcast from the Gospel Coalition, where each week you'll hear conversations between members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. On today's episode, Jackie Hill Perry and Jen Pollock Michelle discuss the question, how do I proclaim Christ as the only way in a pluralistic age? Let's listen in.
Jackie, how do we proclaim Jesus as the only way in a pluralistic world of you do you?
Oh, yeah, I had a conversation with a young lady about two or three weeks ago at a university, and she was telling me that a lot of the language I use mainly related to repentance, self-denial, belief in Jesus, that it was harmful, and that really... it was harmful because she and her friends should have the freedom to do whatever they want, serve whoever they serve, and go to hell if they want to, which was her language. And I think she was unable to see that her way is not the best way, you know? And so I think what would be helpful for us is really to explain, one, what's at the end of choosing your way? And what's at the end of choosing God's way? Because I think the assumption might be to choose God's way means, you know, relinquishing my joy and this miserable life and being this Christian that just, you know, wears dresses all the time. And, you know,
they have to be denim, too.
Pretty much, with two pockets in the front.
So, oh, no, not the pockets.
So, yeah, laying out, why is your way not the best way?
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I mean, I think... I assume that as a teenager, you know, I grew up in the church and kind of thought, yeah, you know, I believe in Jesus, but I really don't want to follow him because that sounds so incredibly boring. And so I'll do that when I'm like 30 and it is, and my life has to be boring because I'll probably be married and maybe have a kid. And, but then when you actually like read scripture and you see all the invitations in scripture to, not just, you know, you lose your life in order to save it.
Yeah.
That's so mysterious. It's not just lose your life. Lose your life to save it.
Yeah.
You know, obey, like I'm reading through Deuteronomy right now, which is, you know, we've obviously talked about that at TGC before, but, you know, just all the invitations to live. Obey the words of the Lord and live. And that sound, that doesn't make sense in a you do you world.
No.
You know, like, I know what living is, and it's me deciding what's right for me.
And me and you talked earlier about how there comes a point when in someone doing them rubs against what makes you happy.
Right.
You know? And so we really don't want this to actually be all-inclusive when it comes down to it. Because if my doing me means me separating from my family, or let's say if my husband wanted me to do me, but my doing me means I'm not home.
Yeah.
I'm not present.
Right.
I'm not loving. I'm not serving.
Mm-hmm.
Then how is he supposed to feel?
Yeah.
And so ultimately, I think God's way really is the way to love our neighbors well, you know, and the way for us to love God well.
But yeah, I mean, until it all works until someone, they do them and, you know, and it hurts me, right? You know, so my husband leaves or, you know, my friend lies to me because they're doing them, you know, and it ultimately breaks down.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the gospel. I mean, it really is the mystery of the gospel. It's like you give your life away and you find it. Yeah. You serve and you find your greatest joy. Mm-hmm. You know, you self-sacrifice. Like you give, but you really receive. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these like don't seem to make sense, mm-hmm. but Jesus makes sense of them in his life, yeah. you know?
And he's not calling us to do anything he hasn't already done himself.
Yes.
And so I think that there's some type of strange joy that I get in knowing that God has invited me into participating in the same kind of behavior he did. Mm-hmm. He humbled himself to the point of death, mm-hmm. even death on a cross. And he is the one that took up his cross. And so me taking up my cross, I'm kind of doing the same thing that Jesus did. And so he's welcoming me to do what he's already done, but he's also empowering me to mm-hmm. do it too. So it isn't you do you or you do him in your own strength.
Right.
It's no, we do him with the help of him.
Amen.
Amen. So we need that kind of hope too.
And, you know, scripture tells us like that when he took up the cross, it was for a greater joy,
yeah.
you know, the joy that was set before him. And yeah. I think that's incredibly beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, to think about self-sacrifice and service and losing our life leading to greater joy, mm-hmm. leading to greater life. And when I think about like you do you or me do me, it, you know, there's so much control that I have to exercise, mm-hmm. like so that I get the outcomes that, you know, will make my life happy, mm-hmm. and everybody has to, you know, kind of fall in line mm-hmm. with what I've planned and mm-hmm. what I have to have. Whereas like the way of Christ is there's just so much freedom in mm-hmm. saying, you know what? God's in charge. Mm-hmm. I don't have to keep anything. Yeah. I don't have to protect anything.
Autonomy is exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting because mm-hmm. we weren't made to function that way. Mm-hmm. You know, we are creations. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's some, it sounds strange and weird and probably like a lie mm-hmm. to those who don't see God's word for what it is, but there's some kind of rest and letting God be God, mm-hmm. you know, and us submitting to that.
Yeah. I mean, what an incredible promise of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Like, take my yoke upon mm-hmm. you and find your rest. Like, it doesn't, again, make sense. But I think we get to lay down the burden of doing me. I mean, you know what? I don't want to do me because I don't always like me.
And me ain't trustworthy.
Absolutely.
At all.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you would like to hear answered on this podcast, send us an email at ask@tgc.org. And remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of TGC Q&A.